All right, we are excited tonight because we're going to be listening to Brother Bradley Lambeth. If you recall, he preached a tremendous message to us here in the last month or two, and it had to do with a miracle. The Lord has a miracle, but he's waiting for someone who can grasp a hold of that promise in order for that miracle to come. Boy, bringing back a lot of emotions and faith right now, just thinking about that, Brother Lambeth. Well, tonight we're going to be hearing Brother Lambeth. The title of this message is Things I Wished I'd Learned Sooner. Interesting title. Things I Wished I'd Learned Sooner. So we look forward to hearing what all this message entails here. And the title, we're going to be hearing some great things here in just a moment. This was recorded, this was originally preached on January 18th of 2006 at the church in Louisiana, Brother James Townley's church. So we're looking forward to hear this tonight. And we are again excited, thankful to Brother Jacob Roseberry, who's been instrumental in uploading all of these messages into our system. So we thank him for that. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and begin to hear this message from Brother Lambeth. Let's go ahead and turn on our spiritual ears and let's see what the Lord has for us tonight. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. If I were in Brazil today, with the Spirit of the Lord moving in this place like it is right now, you really ought to think about being baptized in Jesus' name. It's about the best way to get the blood on you is being baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's your option. But I'll tell you what, it's a smart move if you really believe in what the pastor's been saying tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. Very powerful Spirit of God here.
Hallelujah.
Let's raise our hands and thank the Lord one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I praise you, Savior. I praise you, Savior. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Holy Ghost.
There's power in the blood.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's power in the blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. What an honor it is to be in Jennings tonight. I give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the chief cornerstone of my life, the light that shines in the darkness, and the life that I want to follow faithfully. It's also an honor to be here with Pastor Townley and his wife. We correspond back and forth by email and on occasion by phone. And it's just one of those things that just has developed up. And I feel very comfortable around Pastor Townley, and I'm honored that he consented for me to come by and to be with you all. So thank you very much, Pastor. And it's also an honor to see the elder here tonight. Amen. God bless you, sir. I remember him, I guess, since I was a teenager. And when my father was able and was traveling, and when I was just a teenager and was traveling with my father, I have very fond memories of traveling up and down southern Louisiana and being in church, and it's It's an honor to be here with you, Pastor. God bless you, sir. Amen. A great, great man of God. And I am very honored to have been able to meet them. I can't say I've been around them all that much because I don't live here. I live in Brazil and have lived there for most of my life. So I've gotten cheated out of a few blessings. But on the other hand, I've gotten other blessings. So it balances out. And so it's also a pleasure and a privilege to be in here, church, with you all tonight. God bless you. Thank you very much for your faithful support toward Brazilian missions. I am very glad I was able to come by here and to personally express. It's been a long, long time since I've been by here. And I believe, I may be mistaken, I think it's the first time I've preached here, if I can remember. I would like to say thank you very much for your faithful, faithful support. I'm also aware that tonight is not your regular church night. And it's sort of hard to express my sentiments, my feelings, to think that someone would give up their free night to come to church to hear me. And I know you didn't come because of me, but it was adjusted here and there. And that's it's so touching until it becomes a little bit awkward, but in a way that, you know, once again, you're here, you could be doing something else, you could, you know. And so I'm very appreciative of you coming to listen to the word of the Lord, and yet it shows so very much about your love for God and for His things. And so thank you very much. God bless you. And it's good to be here with my wife. She and I don't get to travel very much together. We grab at any little chance that we have of traveling together because we do it so little. And yet we travel so much. I put thousands and thousands and thousands of miles on this old body every year. And if I were to tell you how many I added it up, how many thousands of miles I traveled 2005, you would be astonished. I have probably in 2005, if my adding is correct, I have probably traveled 170,000 miles in 2005, including flying and everything else, and ground and bus and boat and whatever else. So I've done a lot of it. This is an old, tired old body. And my wife does a lot of traveling also. And matter of fact, our whole family, we're on the road very much. So when you hear someone come from Brazil or from a missionary and feel say, oh, I'm needing a new car, don't get uptight about it. You know, don't say, man, you know, don't get uptight, because it is one of the things a missionary uses almost more than anything else. And so don't say, oh, man, it's believe me, we wear them out. But I'm not here for a car tonight, so don't worry about it. Don't get nervous about that. I'm just using that as an example. So, but anyway, what I was saying, it's good to be here with my wife. She and I have been married 28 years. We have two children, adults now. Both of them are married. No, we don't have any grandkids, because I'd have this silly look on my face. But we don't have any grandkids yet, but we do have two adult children that are married. My son is full-time in missionary work, and my daughter is also very active. Both of them, like I said, are married. My son married an American. My daughter married a Brazilian. And so you ask, what do we speak at home, English or Portuguese? We speak both. So just to leave you relieved about that. But when I married my wife, she was very, very, very poor. Lived in a house that not all of the house had flooring in it, had one light bulb in the whole house, didn't have a bathroom inside, didn't have a washing machine. They used a rub board to wash clothes. And what was so great about that is that when I got married to her, my wife had, she didn't have any expectations or any demands. Well, I'll just marry you if the washing machine is brand new. You know, there's no problem. So if our washing machine breaks down, it don't bother her. You know, she washed clothes on a rub board all her life anyway. So, you know, our washing machine is working, though. So just for you to know, it is working. But what I'm trying to say to you, you know, is that she felt the Lord spoke to her about me, and finally I heard God's voice about her. She heard it a lot quicker than I did, but anyway, we did get it all together, and we have been very happily married for 28 years now, traveling all across Brazil at times together, but traveling and taking and spreading the gospel to wherever we can, and that's all because you have made that possible. So thank you very much. I was going to ask her to come up and sing, but I think I better pass on that because I'm afraid that we'll run out of time before it's all said and done. I just figured out I don't have a watch up here, and so you might regret that in a little while too. But the only way I can solve out that problem is one of two ways. Either give me one of your watches, or when it really comes time for you to go home, you get up and start getting out the door. And hopefully I'll get the message before it's all said and done. I realize, and my wife says, you know, well, you know, you're a child of God. Yes, I am. I try to be, and I want to be. But I realize at times it's hard for me to preach in the States. I have a hard time preaching here. And the reason why is because I've lived in Brazil for most of my life. I learned Portuguese before I ever learned English. Both of them I learned self-taught by myself. I learned to read and write in English and in Portuguese by myself. I don't have any kind of an education until I was 30 years old. I didn't have any kind of an education except for whatever I learned on my own. And so that has advantages and disadvantages. The advantage is that, you know, you got an inquisitive mind. You want to know more. And the disadvantage is that you don't have anyone to teach you what you need to know. So I've come to find out that I have problems in preaching in English because of the vocabulary and this and that. So my suggestion to you tonight is if I stumble onto a word, you help me out with the word. Okay. Now, if y'all don't come to an agreement between you all about what the way to say it, you've got major problems. So, and please don't confuse me. You know, don't make it worse than it already is. And the second problem that I have about preaching in English is that people in the United States, they trigger off differently than Brazilians. What do I mean by that? I mean they say amen and such as at different places than a Brazilian would. So sometimes you'll notice me, you know, I'll well, what's wrong with him? It's because I expected an amen there, and it didn't show up. So the solution to that, the only one I've always figured out on that, just say amen everywhere. And then, you know, and I'll think I'm preaching good, and you'll be helping me out, and everything will be okay. But I don't have, because of this, growing up on the missionary field, and because of just trying to figure out things on my own, I don't fall into any kind of a pattern. Let's put it this way: I've been in places, and they wouldn't say I preached because they didn't think I preached. And so they said, "Boy, you really did. You know, your words were really nice because I didn't fit into their mold." And so I'm not orthodox in the way that, yeah, I'm not orthodox. I'm just and people say, well, where are your notes? I don't have any notes. People look for They want to know, well, how are you going to end your message? I don't know. I don't program out what I don't. Now, you know, I'm not knocking anyone that does it. I'm just saying that ain't me. And so it just, you know, we'll just figure it out. And if it don't go, if it don't come together, you say that I told you he was a missionary, you know. But if it does come together, maybe you can go home with a blessing tonight. Maybe you can go home with a blessing tonight. Hallelujah. Maybe you can go home with something special in your soul. Felt the Holy Ghost here tonight. I've really felt the Holy Ghost here. And I pray that God will meet us here tonight. My mom, she always had great expectations for me. She always wanted me to be something great. And I suspect that I never did meet up to her expectations. My mom always wanted me to be a musician. And she did her very best to make me a musician. I was adding up the other day. I'm talking about lessons. I'm talking about studying that my mother paid for me. She paid for piano lessons, accordion lessons, bass lessons, guitar lessons, trumpet lessons, trombone lessons, clarinet. I'm in the house of God. I can't lie. I'm telling you the truth. Saxophone. Did I say drums? Drums. There's one that's missing there somewhere. That's nine. Don't know how to play a lick. But today I wish I knew what my mother wanted me to know. And so I guess what I would like to talk to you today about things I wish I had known sooner. Things I wish I had known sooner. Things I wish I had known sooner. Did you know that it's possible to sit in church and let the power of God and the Word of God be launched into your life? And you can live a whole life of listening what God has to say to the church. And then when it comes down to when you need to know the answer, it wasn't there. So if you won't get up nervous and tight with me, if you'll just let me do it my way. Okay, will you let me do it my way? Okay. If people say, well, what's your text? I'm telling you, you know, you may have to send me back to school. But just let me do it my way. Okay. Hallelujah. Did you know that there are some things I just wish I had known sooner? And I'm going to try to run a few of these little things by you. And when you hear them, you'll say, "Oh man, I already knew that." See, they were up there wanting to know, "Is he going to read?" You know, like, that's just way. But I'll read it. Don't worry. I'll read it. I'll get to the Bible. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't get nervous. Anybody nervous here? Okay. Let's just let the Lord do something here tonight. Okay. Amen. And so. I've felt so good here today. It's just and so I want to sort of go back and go over a few of the little things, a few little lessons that I have learned by stumbling in life. that I wish that, you know, I had have known before, you know. And you know them. It's just that they maybe haven't been put into words for you. Okay? Okay. Number one. Well, before, let me just, some for the ones that don't get too nervous. I'll give you a reading out of the Bible, and then we'll work from there, okay? Open your Bibles to Psalms chapter 34. Psalms chapter 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast. Let's all say boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof. Hear what? Hear about the boast. And be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Did you feel that little brush of the Holy Ghost just now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raise your hands in Jesus' name right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Church said amen. Say it all the time from now on, okay? Amen. You may be seated. You know, we so often we live below, how can I say it? We live below the level we ought to live on, spiritually speaking. And because we live below the level that we're supposed to live on, we get cheated out of what could be ours rightfully. Okay? So, maybe lesson number one that I wish I had learned sooner is that, number one, God is bigger than what you can imagine. Now you say, oh man, that's so simple. Yeah, I know it is. It doesn't flow into our brains. And so because it doesn't enter into our, you know, because we limit God, because we box God into our little idea of what God is or should be, well, then we cheat ourselves out of God's power to answer what we need. Not scared, are you? Okay. Let's. Okay. So we. If you were to take God and make God's full spectrum, his, you know, I'm using these cute little words because I'm trying to improve my vocabulary. Don't worry. Don't get too excited. But if you were to make God from here all the way to over there, the size that God is. You got nervous on that one. God doesn't have a size. I'm just trying to help you grab the idea. I wish I had known much, much before that God is bigger than what I think he is. Holy Ghost, have mercy on me. Help me to preach what needs to. I can remember times when, I'm probably not there yet. I'm probably still learning the lesson. Maybe that's what brought me into this. It just you know, I'm still trying to grasp on to the idea of exactly who this God is that I serve. Holy Ghost, have mercy. Hallelujah. And there has been times in my life that because of my limited thinking,
because I chose by ignorance or whatever else you want to put it down as to box God in to my little box and refusing to allow God because of my limitations, refusing to allow God, quote unquote, to work outside of the box. God became limited because I would not allow God outside of what I thought God should be inside. Hallelujah. You want to know a church that's on fire for God? You want a church where things really happen. You walk into a church where people suddenly realize, hey, I should have known that a long time ago. God is bigger than what I ever thought. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Holy Ghost, have mercy. Woo! He's bigger than your mountains. He's bigger than your valleys. He's bigger than your darkness. Holy Ghost, have mercy. Hallelujah. 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 You know, hallelujah. Felt a little pause button hit on there just for a few seconds there. And the Holy Ghost there. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost. God's bigger than what you're facing. I'm telling you, He's bigger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we tend to even though we may know it in theory that God is from here to over there, we tend to it's just human nature. Here knocking anybody. I'm telling you lessons that I should have, I should have learned sooner. But we tend to make God, we tend to square God into where we think the spectrum or the space that we think that God ought to operate in. We give God the space that we think, quote unquote, that's His. You listen to what I'm saying. Hallelujah. So we give God the liberty or the space or the freedom that we... gets quiet here, don't it? So it's sort of like this green carpet here, you know. Well, this is where God operates right here, this green width, the broadband right here. This is you computer guys, and I'll help you out, you know. So we put God on this space in. Where that we on this end right down here, this is small stuff. You know, we're not going to bother Him with the small stuff. You know, because it's so we don't even get off into the small stuff because it's small stuff.
Well, praise God, everyone. That concludes our first half of this message. But oh boy, we hope that you have felt the anointing. I know the first half, I timed it. It was about 30 minutes, this first half. And about the half of this half, about 15 minutes, was a lot of preliminaries, it seemed like, didn't it? Just talking a little bit about the history, about the family, of everything that they've been doing. But even in that preliminary, everyone, I hope you felt the anointing and the message that was being given. And here's my point. He's a missionary. A missionary to Brazil, and you can tell in his voice, in his speech, in his commentary, his whole life revolves around this, everybody. Ooh, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying this. His entire life revolves around this, what he's talking about. There's meaning in everything that he's saying, even in the preliminaries, and I couldn't help but to think, how fitting that we hear a missionary, Brother Lambeth tonight, a missionary to Brazil, after we've heard yesterday Brother Quaylar, his mission, his desire, his burden that God has placed in him and his wife, his young family, and his little, you saw his kids. This is a young family with little kids on their way to Jordan. I mean, just think about that for a moment, everybody. It's a young family on their way to Jordan as missionaries. The first time in their lives they're going to do this because God has put a burden in them. I got the opportunity to speak to him a couple of times yesterday, Brother Quaylar. And just hearing him, seeing his eyes, hearing his speech, his conviction, they're for real. God has put a real burden, a real desire, a real mission in him and his wife to do this thing. And this is exactly what we heard tonight in Brother Lambeth. There is no coincidence, there is no accident that we're hearing what we're hearing tonight, everybody. I hope that, yes, we started to hear a great message, and we'll hear the next half next week. But more importantly, everyone, I hope you're gleaning and you're grasping and taking what he is imparting to our spirits from his spirit. Everyone, our church is in a new place of a revival, yes, but in a new place of evangelism, of mission, of mission-mindedness. What is a missionary? Someone who is on a mission. And that's what our church is on right now. But I hope you're feeling the Holy Ghost as we're saying this right now, because this is exactly where the Lord has us. This is exactly where the Lord is taking us. And each and every one of us have a part in this. Oh, praise God. I can keep on going and on tonight, everybody, but I hope you're feeling the anointing even after we've heard this first half, because each and every one of us have a part in this mission for our church, Truth Church. Every one of us, doesn't matter your age, your child, young person, young adult, senior, handicapped, limited, it doesn't matter. There is no limit. You heard the message. That's what he's talking about. We size God up, but God has no limitation. Oh, praise God. I'm going to rehash this whole message all over again. I hope that everyone is picking up what the man of God is laying down tonight, Brother Lambeth, and what we're feeling here even now. Please be prayerful. Be meditating upon that. Please be reading the passage of Scripture that he gave us in the book of Psalms, chapter 34. Praise God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let's do that, everybody. Let's continue to do that this entire week continually. And we look forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday night. And we look forward to more of what God has to offer each and every one of us. God bless everybody. Have a great night. In el nombre de Jesus, in the name of Jesus, amen.